Okay, this past week's parasha was Parshas Bamidbar. Do you hear me clearly? Okay, good. Towards the beginning of the parasha, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eis kol ha'eda hikilu be'echad l'chodesh hasheni." The entire assembly, they gathered on the first of the second month, by Yisialdu al Mishpachosam the Vais Avosam, and by Yisialdu. So both Unklus and Rashi explain that this means that they brought their certificates of genealogy to prove their families and their father's homes. So it's a very interesting medrash on this pasuk. And the Medrash says, "V'shal shekibli Yisrael has haTorah, that when Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, niskanu b'hem imas ha'olam, the nations of the world were jealous of them. Ma'ro elu liskarav yoisim in ha'umais. Why were these people worthy of being embraced more than the nations?" So Sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu SPM, so Hashem clogged their mouths. And he said to them, "Heviu li sefer yichus shalachem, kishem shebonai mevim. Bring your books of yichus, your books of genealogy, just the way my children bring. As it says, by Yisialdu al Mishpachosam the Vais Avosam," in this week's parasha. So the Medrash seems to say that what totally refuted any complaint of the nations of the world was that Hashem told them to bring their sefer yichus, which I guess they could not do. So therefore, they were not worthy of Kabbalah's HaTorah. So we need to understand. Hello? Yes. Ooh, Rabbi Shur. Shalom Aleichem. So I just mentioned the Medrash in this week's parsha that says that the nations of the world were jealous of Bnei Yisrael for accepting the Torah, and they complained to Hashem that why are Bnei Yisrael more worthy than all the nations of the world? And Hashem, the Medrash says that Hashem was able to deflect their complaints by telling them to bring their sefer yichus, which they could not do. And the Medrash is on this pasuk in this past week's parsha by Yisialdu al Mishpachosam the Vais Avosam, that Bnei Yisrael were able to bring their sefer yichus. And the question is very obvious. What does yichus have anything to do with Kabbalah's HaTorah? Just by the fact that they are able, that Bnei Yisrael are able to prove their genealogy, that is why they are zoicha to Kabbalah's HaTorah, and the nations of the world aren't. The day Beis Nisan, which was this past Shabbos, was the second day of Beis Sivan, the second day of Sivan, is called Yom HaMiyuchas. The Miyuchas Degedei, and there are numerous reasons given. The most obvious reason is that the Parsha of Atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim Vegoy Kodosh, you should be to me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation, that was given over to Bnei Yisrael on that day. So that day, we became Yuchasim. We became a Mamleches Koyanim and a Goy Kodesh. So therefore, it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. And I'd like to suggest perhaps another insight into why it might be called Yom HaMiyuchas. So we're holding in the days, in the final days of Sfiras HaOmer, days of preparation to Kabbalah HaTorah. And the pasuk says, and the command that we should count Sfira, it says, "Usfaratem lochem mimachras haShabbos." You shall count for yourselves from the day after the first day of Pesach. But the word lochem seems to be extra. Chazal actually darshan in the word lochem, and perhaps we might be able to learn some derech and avodas Hashem into why the pasuk says "Usfaratem lochem." Now, every day of Sfira carries its own message of how to prepare ourselves for Kabbalas HaTorah. And this past Shabbos was the 46th day of the Sfira. And I'd like to suggest what the message of the 46th day is. And obviously the message is Shayach for every day. But it is the message of the 46th day. The Midah that is associated with the 46th day of Sfira is Netzach Shebemalchus, which literally means eternity within kingdom. And we need to know what that means and how that relates to our Avodas Hashem and our preparation to Kabbalas HaTorah. There are times that I always look up to Bali Tshuva, to Gerim, and the reason sometimes I'm quite envious of them, and the reason for this is because I realize that they chose the Derech of Torah on their own. They chose to embrace the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and accept the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon themselves on their own initiative. Unlike myself, which I was born into it. I wasn't really given too much of a choice, although I love it and everything like that, but it wasn't my own choice. And I sometimes wonder whether, had I been in the shoes of these Bali Tshuva or Gerim, whether I would have chosen the Derech HaTorah on my own. And the emes is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to accept upon ourselves his Malchus and the Torah HaKadosha on our own initiative. Even though we might, we might be FFBs, or we might be Bali Tshuva for a while already and have been conducting ourselves according to the way of Torah, nevertheless, there needs to be a constant acceptance on our own, a constant acceptance on our own, to accept upon ourselves the yoke of Torah and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as our king on a constant basis. It can't just be a lifestyle. It can't just be the way of life that we grew up and we feel comfortable following. It can't just be that this is, it's just the a nice way to live our lives. There has to be a constant Kabbalas HaTorah and Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim, accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. And I'd like to suggest that for this reason, every time that we read the parsha of Kabbalas HaTorah, whether it's when we read the Parshas HaShavua and it's Parshas Yisroi, or when we read it on Shavuos, we always read along with it a Parsha of a Ger. In Parshas Yisroi, when we read Kabbalas HaTorah, we're reading Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi is a Ger. And Shavuos, when we read the Parsha of Kabbalas HaTorah, we read along with it Megillas Rus, a Gioris. The message of this is is that Rebbein Shlomo was telling us, I don't want your Kabbalah Satoira merely to be a lifestyle that you grew up with, a lifestyle that you were born into. I want you to accept the Torah on your own initiative. I want you to do it I want your own Kabbalah Satoira. And the emphasis is, if Yiddishkeit, if the reason we observe Torah is just a lifestyle, then you can't call that malchus. We haven't accepted upon ourselves Hashem's malchus. It's just another lifestyle. It's only malchus, it's only kingdom, when we have decided to be subservient to the Ribbono Shel Olam on our own. So the Mida Netzach Sheb Malchus, which is the eternity of kingdom, is only when each and every generation and each and every Yid accepts upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven on their own. If not, then the Malchus has already stopped in the previous generation. There is no eternity to such Malchus. The eternity of Malchus is only when each and every one of us, generation after generation, accept upon ourselves the Torah as if we would be that first generation of Kabbalah Satoira. And perhaps this is what the pasuk is telling us: Usfartem lochem mimachras haShabbos. You shall count for yourselves. The avoid of Sfiras HaOmer is that Kabbalah Satoira should be for yourselves. It shouldn't be something that you're just inheriting from a previous generation, or even inheriting from yesterday. There has to be a Kabbalah Satoira for yourselves. Each and every one of us has to accept upon ourselves the Torah as if we ourselves were presented with this for the first time. There's a famous vart, I'm not sure who it's from, regarding Yichus, regarding someone who has illustrious ancestors, that each and every ancestor merely is a zero, which, as many zeros as you have, ultimately ends up equaling zero. The only difference all of these ancestors will make in a person's life is if the person himself makes himself into a one. Then all of the zeros take on a tremendous value. Whether if it's one ancestor, it's 10, if it's 2, it's 100, and if it's 3, it's 1,000, and if it's 4, it's 10,000, and 100,000, and 1,000,000, and so on and so forth. But if the person himself is also nothing, then all it equals, all it sums up to, is zero. And I'd like to suggest that perhaps Chazal referred to this. In Masechtas Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, there's a Chazal comment on a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, "Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem lekecha shoel miimach. What does Hashem your God ask of you? Kiyum yira, only to fear Him." So the Gemara darshens the word "ma," which means what? What does Hashem ask from you? Chazal say, "Al tikrim ma." Don't read ma, ela mea. Read it mea, meaning insert an aleph between the mem and the hey, and read it mea. Mea Hashem alaykech Hashem meyimach. Hashem is asking of you 100. And Chazal learned from this pasuk that one should make 100 brachas every day. But perhaps what Chazal are saying is that the word ma, besides meaning what, could also mean nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wants to express his humility, he says, "Nachnu ma, we are nothing." So Chazal say, "Al tikra ma elamea." If you want to change that ma, meaning nothing, the only way to do it is to insert an aleph, which is one. if you insert an aleph into ma, that nothing just became 100. Which is exactly the vart that we just said, that everything is a zero unless the person becomes an aleph. Unless the person is willing to become a one, then all of a sudden it's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 and so on. The gematria of the word mea, which symbolizes yichus atzmai, it symbolizes when a person himself is something, that the person himself inserted the aleph, the gematria of the word mea is 46. And I believe that the message of day 46 of Sfiras HaEmer is this message of don't rely on the fact that you were born into Yiddishkeit, the fact that you have been conducting yourself in this Yiddish way for months or years or generations. You need to be an aleph. If you don't have the aleph, it's ma, it's nothing. Al tikra ma elameya. You have to make it 46. You have to insert that aleph and change the ma into meya. And that is why day 46 of Sfiras HaOmer is called Yom HaMiyuchas. This is Yichus. If you can be a Mea, if you can insert that Aleph, that is real Yichus. If you can't insert that Aleph, then it's Ma, then it's nothing. And perhaps this is what the Medrash is saying. Because the word Vayisyaldu that is written in the Pasuk, that the Targum and Rashi interpret to mean that they brought forth their certificates of genealogy. The word Vayisyaldu literally means they gave birth to themselves. Now there's in Parshas Noach, When the pasuk lists the descendants of Noach, it says Ulashem Yulad Gamhu. The pasuk says, and to Shem was born also he. And the Svarim say that what the pasuk is referring to is that we know from Chazal that whoever teaches another child Torah is as if he gave birth to that child. Say the Sforum, so if a person teaches themselves Torah, that means that the person gave birth to themselves. So Ulashem Yulad Gamhu, Shem taught himself Torah. So Shem, to Shem was born also himself. Shem gave birth to himself. When a person accepts upon themselves the Torah Kedosha on their own initiative, besides the fact that this is the way that they grew up with, or this is the way they've been conducting themselves for a long time, when the person themselves take on a Kabbalah Satoyah, the person gives birth to themselves. And this is what the Pasuk is telling us. Vayisyaldu, they gave birth to themselves, al mishpachosam leves avosam, besides the fact that they had illustrious families and their father's homes. There was a concept of vayisialdu, they gave birth to themselves. And on this the Medrash says that when the nations of the world have a complaint, why they haven't been worthy of Kabbalah HaTorah, Hashem says to them, Hiviu Sefer Yichus Shelochem Kishem Shebana Mevim. Bring your own Sefer Yichus, the way my children bring it. Of course, the nations of the world can bring certificates of genealogy as well. Many of them are descendants of Yitzchak. Many of them are descendants of Avram. But they can't bring the Sefer Yichus Shalachem, their own, to accept the Torah on their own initiative. That is something they can't bring. And that, with that, the Rabbanu Shlom clogged their mouths. Sosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Espiyam Hashem clogged their mouths by telling them, Heviu Sefer Yichus Shalachem Kishem Shebana Meviyam. Bring your own Sefer Yichus. the fact that you yourself are willing to accept upon yourself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. Al tikra ma elameya. If you can't insert that aleph, then all it is nothing. So, in the next day and a half, I think our avoda is to do some soul searching and to really seek out if indeed the our Yiddishkeit, the fact that we observe mitzvahs, and the fact that we live a Jewish lifestyle, if there is in that a true Kabbalah Zatoira, are we prepared to say Nasa Venishma totally on our own without having all of our previous experiences? This is the Avoda of the 46th day of the Sfira, and ultimately this is the Avoda of the Yontif of Shavuos. We have to be prepared to say Nasa Venishma totally on our own. That's one vort. There's another vort I wanted to share with you.